Please turn with me with your Bibles, which we read together. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 to end of this chapter. Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 to 30. The Matthew here is recorded the one we true event is happened during the Jesus Christ day. And I'm sure all of you knew this event, this true story. And I don't need to go into the deeply explain the story. That briefly, it is, there's a one young rich ruler. He ran after Jesus Christ and asked him, "What shall I do that I may have inherited life?" He is asking the question. And Jesus Christ, he answered for his question. And finally, the young ruler wasn't very happy with the answer of Jesus Christ. And he went away from Jesus Christ. And this is the true story that happened, and we are going to meditate this passage under three headings. This is first one is an important question, second one is an important answer, third and final one an important ending. The first is an important question. My friend, We know, we all of us like some questions. You know, during the last assembly time, there's so lots of questions. People have lots of questions in your heart. But I'm sure the young boys and the families, you have so many questions in your life. Maybe you have a question about in your future life, and students may have your question in your future work and your future family. You know, you have so many questions in your heart. But the Bible here is telling there is a very important question is there. But the question was, "What shall I do that I may inherit the eternal life?" But you know, my friends, from the beginning that Genesis to Revelation, the Bible is again and again this talking about your soul. Again and again, God is speaking your internal life. Because this is an important question, because this kind of question have to ask in our heart. We have to ask this question. From this question, we need to learn this man, the young ruler, and he's young, he's not anymore old, he is still in a good physical strength, and he's a rich, he's not a poor person, he's a rich man, and he's a ruler, he has a pull of power in among the people, he has a quite famous person among the people. But you see, this man is not only rich and young and ruler, but he's a morally good person. He says in the Bible, "I kept this law from my small age." Listen, you see, in the human eye, he's a quite well and good looking person. Morally good, wealthy and healthy and the powerful. But you see, this question is teaching us, this worldly, healthy and wealthy and the power and the moral things does not satisfy in our own. But only thing, you see, he has everything in his life, but he wasn't happy. He is still, his heart is bothering him. He feels he missing something in his life. Then This man is came unto Jesus and asked the question, that important question asked, by seriously. Actually, he wasn't come to passing the time to Jesus Christ. He was very seriously asking the question to the Lord Jesus Christ, what shall I do? Again, he asking with the honestly, and you know, he was very serious and honest. When you go to read the Mark, in the same event recorded in the Mark said he ran and asked Jesus Christ. You see how earnest he was. He was full of earnest. He was serious and honest when he asked this question. My friend, this is telling that we should be very honest and serious and earnest to ask this question, how shall I do for inheriting eternal life? The question is telling you, you put your old question behind, and this question should come first in your life. The first in your life, because this is a very important question, because the God is, Jesus Christ is telling here, for what shall is profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You see, Christ is comparing the soul and the whole world. Not for your house or not for here, compared to some car or jewel or, you know. He is comparing this whole world. You see, your soul, the Bible is very clearly says, your soul is more value than the whole world. Therefore, this question should come first in your life, because this is an important question. And what about ourselves, my friend? Are we seriously seeking? And are we really honestly asking this question in our heart? What's the difference, his question and our question? Here he was very serious and honest and earnestly asking this question, but he wasn't ready to obey the Lord of Jesus Christ. He wasn't ready to obey. But when we ask this question to the Lord, we have to ask the Lord Jesus Christ with the seriously and honestly. And earnestly we need to ask this question to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are ready to obey whatever answer he gave. My friend, I am asking, are you really, you asking this question in your life? This question is an important question for your life. Or is there any question important than this question? The Christ is telling this story. This should come first in our life. Doesn't matter how rich and wealthy and healthy you are. Doesn't matter how power person you are in your community. That does matter. This question comes first in your life. Because the soul is the more important than the world. Then, my friend, is second point, Christ says, an important answer. This young ruler, he asked some question to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus answered his question in orderly. You know, the first question was he answered to Jesus Christ. He says, good master. This is the first, his attempt to Christ. Good master. The Christ says here, I am not good. Here says Christ saying here, but there is none good but one, that is God. Christ does not say here he is a bad person. Christ does not say here he is a not good person. The Christ saying here, only the God is good. A young ruler, you are looking at me as an ordinary man or good man. But I am more than that, I am God. Therefore is Christ telling that you are looking, you are thinking I am only man. And Jesus says, no, I am not only man. I am man, yes, and I am not only man. I am God. But secondly, Christ is saying here, is I am God, but I am going to prove you because I am God. Because this is the important thing. Christ is not telling just for his word I am God, but he is going to prove from the scripture he is God. You see, Christ, second thing Christ asked to tell to the young ruler, keep the commandments. The young ruler, if he keeps the commandment perfectly, or if the young man keep the commandment the way Christ is pleasing, why Christ tell him commanding to keep the commandment? That means Christ is commanding him to keep the commandment means he wasn't keep the commandment properly. Therefore he is showing Christ is omnipotent and omniscient God, because the only God can know the people's heart. That Christ know his young ruler heart, and Christ told him, you need to keep the commandments. You are not keeping my commandment the way I pleased. But you are keeping the commandment the way you pleased. But it's my intention and my God intention is the Lord should keep the way the Father should pleased. You are not doing that way. This is the Christ is answering him, you are not keeping my law. You see, there's again Christ is telling here, you need to keep the law means, again Christ is proving himself, he is not ready to obey the Christ law. Here is a key thing, the God the Father is higher than the Christ. Because, you see, Jesus Christ told him that, you go and sell your properties. This is the command by God. But you see, he wasn't ready to listen to Jesus Christ's commandment. He thinks the Father's commandment is more than the Son's commandment. He's giving a more value for the God the Father. But he wasn't ready to give a same value, the same essence and the same glory to Jesus Christ. He says, I am keeping the law. I am keeping the moral law. But I am not ready to listen to your commandment. Christ gave him a commandment. Go and sell your property. He wasn't listening to that. The Christ wasn't telling him that if we are going to sell your property, you will get the heaven. He never mentioned that way. He's showing how disobedient you are. Showing you are distinguished between my Father and the Son. We are in one. Again, my friends, is Christ is very clearly saying that what is the internal life? The internal life is John 17:3 says, and this is life internal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou sent me. What's internal life is? This is knowing Christ. The knowing triune God. Therefore, here is knowing means, its idea is, Adam knew Eve. Knowing means two persons coming together as one. In the Mary and Joseph, the Joseph knew not Mary. That means they never come together. The new means the two persons coming together as one. This is the meaning for the new. But the same things that Christ is telling here, The internal life is the man and the God Jesus Christ and the normal ordinary man should come and know me. And this is the internal life. You have to communion with the Christ. You need to love Christ. You need to understand and have a full faith on Him and believe on Him. This is the internal life. You need to know the Jesus Christ. So what is the what's the connection between law and the internal life? There's a law is telling that Romans 3:20 says, therefore by the deeds of law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So what is the function? Why the question was asked, how can I inherit eternal life? The question was given by Christ, keep the commandments. Therefore, there's a something connection between these laws and the internal life. There's a connection is, there is a law is telling that, condemning us, we are the sinners. If God, the law is not telling that adultery is not sin, we don't know if adultery is sin or not. Therefore, the Christ telling here, the old laws, these laws are given by me, and these laws are telling you that you are a sinner. You, how you know more and more, you are knowing law more and more, and you will know your sinfulness more and more. And if you know your sin more and more, and you will feel the need of the Savior more and more. But Jesus Christ commanding him to keep the commandments. If he, the person, say, oh Lord, I cannot keep thy commandment. When I look at the commandment, I am very enabled person to keep the commandments. I am not able to keep thy commandment. I am a weak person, Lord. Thou art help me to keep the commandment. Thou art give thy grace to keep thy commandment. If he asks in that way, the Jesus Christ would say, my beloved friend, you will be go with your peace. But this person never says that. He says, he went away from Lord Jesus Christ. Because this laws is knowing law, making knowing your sin. Your knowing your sin is making knowing the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, again is Christ answering him. There is an impossible by man. Very clearly Christ said. His Christ was, how can I do for they inherit the eternal life? Christ say here, you cannot do for your eternal life. The God is very clearly, Jesus Christ said, you cannot gain the eternal life. You cannot get or you cannot work for your eternal life. The Christ is very clearly says, I am the only one God. I am the mediator between God and man. I am the Savior. I am the Messiah can give you that eternal life. That means is Christ is not saying that you cannot get eternal life. Therefore, he is emphasizing here, your responsibility, come unto me. I am the owner. I am the provider of the eternal life. You cannot do anything in your life. You can do for your salvation. Only I can do. Therefore, you come unto me who that heavy laden, and I will give you the rest. The Christ very clearly says from the Jew young ruler, you cannot gain the eternal life. It's not for our Jews, but for us. Christ is very clearly says, in your own, you cannot do and you cannot gain. You cannot get any merits for your work, for your salvation. That Christ says, only I am.
You come unto me. You ask me. You plead me. You cry me. You always, you ask me continually, and I will give you your merit and your good things, and your work doesn't make out very well. My friend, I am asking you this morning, in this evening, do you have this experience in your life? Have you heard this question in your life? Are you filled? You need internal life. Are you bothering from your sin? The Christ telling you that come unto me. Don't go anywhere. Don't trust your work. Don't trust your good works. Don't trust your merits. That only the man impossible by man, but the possible by God. That's an important answer Christ given to the young ruler. And thirdly and finally, an important ending. There is a question was asked to the Lord Jesus Christ. He received the inerrant and infallible answer from for this question. And he went away with a sorrowful. This is an important ending, my friend. If you have this question, the Christ given the answer for you. But if you are not ready to obey what God required from you, the answer and ending and the consequence will the sorrowfulness. The sorrowfulness. In the sense Christ says, without internal life, you cannot be a peaceful person in this world. Always the questions bothering you. But the important ending is, what is the reason for his sorrowfulness? What's the reason for that? And actually, the person was expected some answer from Jesus Christ. But his answer and this person's answers are totally different. But he wasn't ready to obey what is the word Jesus Christ required. Because he wasn't think that Jesus Christ answer, he will answer this way. Because Christ says here, you go and sell your properties. And he was sorrowful because it's showing how greedy he was. He wasn't ready to obey the word of God. And he wasn't ready to give up his riches for the Lord Jesus Christ. He wasn't ready to sacrifice for the sake of his salvation. Because he wants eternal life and the earthly lust and earthly blessing as well. He wants to. Christ says, no. You take one of these, you need to leave some of these. The reason for the sorrowfulness is, he wasn't not obey what is God required for his salvation. The second thing is the reason is difficult to give up for the Christ. My friend, sometimes we easy to talk. Talk is cheap. But if it comes to practice, it is very hard. That's what the Christ is telling to the young ruler. You are saying that you are keeping the law. Actually, you are not keeping. In practical way, Christ is telling that he is unkeepable, capable law. And again, you see, he was very close with the Jesus Christ when he was asking the question. And the Christ, after Christ answered the question, he is far away from Jesus Christ. This is will happen, my friend. Sometimes we were
We were sometime very enthusiastic and come to the church and listen to the gospel. And after three, four years, they disappeared. What's the reason? They weren't happy that the way God is required. The churches, God is required something for the church. In our personal life, we don't have enough liberty to do whatever we want. God is commanding us to do something. But the people are away because they weren't happy the way the answer of the Christ. Therefore, my friends, it is how sorrowful to away from the Lord Jesus Christ. How sorrowful and agony to away from the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Christ is telling to the disciple, you see, this is a great example, this man. You look at this man, how disobedient, how greedy in this world. But he is telling that he is a good and keeping the law. Christ is rebuking him and telling to the disciple, the way you see, how can we inherit the eternal life? He says in the word, if any man you lose your wives or ye forsaken and the follow thee, and we shall have thereof. My friend, and everyone that hath the forsaken house or brethren or sisters or fathers or mothers or wife of children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit the everlasting life. The Christ is telling that if you losing for my name's sake, you will be rewarded when I come back as a king into this world. I will come back as a king into this world. Then you will be rewarded by the crown of the kingdom of God. My friends, this is the evening. This passage is teaching some clear message for us. We always, this question should come first in our life. Meditate the answer of the Jesus Christ. He is telling that only He is the God. He can give you the eternal life. Therefore, we need to go and plead until you receive the eternal life in this world. And if you are not pleading Him, if you are not going to Jesus Christ, if you are not ready to obey the Christ requirement, the result ending will be the sorrowful. But if you are obeying, the life is joyful. The life is joyful. My friend, this is the Christ is selling that through this passage. We all of us need to be ask and plead to the Lord. Lord, give us thy eternal life for myself and my family and my neighbors, even though my family members are away from thee, and thou art bring them. Thou art commanded them to come and to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we pray?